Hi, I'm James Schilling-Law. I'm here at the Nexion Connexion Conference, the first one, live one in 2 years down here in Orlando. And I'm here with Amy Butcher, who is with Pineapple Destinations in Utah. And Amy just happens to be just recognized as a rising star in Nexion. We're going to talk to her about how she got into the business, how she really became a rising star. Let's hope you continue to rise like that. Well, we'll talk to her about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, Amy, it's great to meet you. Congratulations on being recognized for being a Nexion Rising Star, and that's great. Let's talk a little bit about how you got into travel. When did you get into travel?
Probably when I was about 14.
Oh, okay.
So my church had a missions trip to Tijuana, and I just fell in love with that. The world wasn't just the little bubble I was in, you
right.
know, there was so much out there, so much culture out there, and I just continued traveled after that. I've been all over the place.
But your background, immediately, you were in the military for a while, right?
Yes, and the military actually sent me to Hawaii.
That's not a bad place to go, right?
Not a bad place at all. I just fell in love with that beautiful blue ocean and snorkeling, and I knew that I wanted to visit all the beaches in the world one day.
And so I have a feeling you've got an idea for Pineapple Destinations from out there. Just could have been.
Maybe. It could have been.
Now, when did I think you joined Nexion actually in a weird year. You joined Nexion during the pandemic last year, right?
Yes, that's right. Rather the pandemic had hit or not, I was going to do this. My youngest was finally in school full time, so all day. And so I have now this chunk of time during the day where I was like, okay, it's time for me to start accomplishing these goals of traveling and, you know, helping other people get travel. And, you know, what better way to do that than to become a travel agent?
Now, what appealed to you about Nexion, and why did you choose them as your host agency?
You know, it's pretty simple. They are the only host agency that has a veterans program. So the fact that they do help us veterans with whatever they can help us with,
right,
just speaks so much volume to the type of host that Nexion is.
No, absolutely. And then once you got in, so you went through the boot camps and all those, although those were probably virtual at that point, right? Or?
No, so I didn't go through boot camp. I went through the travel leaders
Travel Leaders for Tomorrow. I got to get that right. Travel Leaders for Tomorrow, which is really a great program. It's a training program that is throughout all of the Travel Leaders group, and Nexion uses it well. And how did you find that?
And so that was part of that veterans program that Nexion was offering. And it just so happened that Martin happened to have been the teacher for my class at that time.
He's like an training and education for Nexion, right?
Right, and then he became my coach as well. So he's kind of been with me since day one with helping me along the way and coaching me throughout this whole process. And so it's just been a wonderful program to get all my training in, and everything was shut down anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, learning everything as I go.
And so, then you've advanced and done other programs subsequently in the last few months, right?
Right. Yes. So I just started my CTA.
So you're going with Travel Institute too. Great.
Yes, I am. I mean, why quit something that's working? You know, obviously the first training was everything I needed and more to get started, and I implemented all the things you guys had taught me, and I figured, you know, let's keep going. Let's learn more. Let's do more. Let's keep growing my business and keep learning, and just keep going.
Absolutely. No, and you got it on the ground floor during an odd year for travel, that's for sure. Now, what do you really specialize in? Obviously, Hawaii is pretty good, but what are you going to be specializing in?
So I do specialize in all-inclusive beach destinations. So I start small. You know, I believe in being a specialist in an area and then gradually growing. Mm-hmm. And so I started with Mexico all-inclusive. Right. However,
which actually was a pretty good thing. That was the thing you could book this past year, right?
You could, yes, you could. However, Mexico did stop, or it did shut down eventually. And so I kind of had to pivot just a little bit. And instead of completely going to sell like Montana or Colorado, I'm like, well, let's still stay with beaches. Mm-hmm. And Florida stayed relatively open, right, through most of COVID. And so I'm like, well, let's learn all I can about all the beaches in Florida. And that's where I ended up sending a lot of my clients to during the pandemic. But then once Mexico opened, I was right back on track again.
Yeah, and so you've actually been booking, made some significant bookings in the past year, right?
Yes, I have. I've just kept it up with the social media and all those tools I learned through the trainings. I make sure I apply those every day. I have a nice little checklist that I look at each day just to kind of help remind me before I start my day that, I need to engage and I need to, really be responding back to my clients and posting and getting my branding out there for my company, and it's worked.
No, and I understand you've also sort of acted as a mentor to newer people. They're actually new people than you coming in, right?
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy. Like, I haven't done a ton of connecting with other colleagues other than through the classes that we're taking together. But this event has really been able to help me just help other people. Even if it's just it's possible, you can do it. You just take these tools that Nexion has given you and has taught you, and they work. You just got to do it.
Now, what do you see the prospects for travel in 2022 and 23? I mean, are you seeing bookings really coming in now for those future years? Is this looking like this is going to be a great business for you?
I definitely think so. I'm definitely not giving it up anytime soon. I am a big believer in having goals 10, 15 years out. My goal is in 8 years is my biggest one right now. My husband can retire from being a law enforcement officer in 8 years. And so my biggest goal is to for him to be able to retire in 8 years. And so
maybe he can join you in the business.
maybe he can be my, my little assistant or something.
That would be great. I'm sure it happens all the time. Believe me, and the travel. I'm sure he likes the idea of you going out and traveling all over the world. Because one of the great things about this business is that you get to travel almost as good or better as your clients, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, he loves travel just as much as I do. Dreams and goals don't work unless you're both on the same page, and he's definitely my biggest cheerleader and my biggest supporter, and he knows my success is his success as well, and we just work together already.
No, that's great, and great news, and it sounds like you're going to have a great career ahead of you. Anything else you want to tell your fellow travel advisors and fellow Nexion advisors out there about your experience so far?
I mean, it's one of those things where believe in what your mentors have to say and your coaches have to say. They know this industry better than anybody. You don't have to, change a little bit of what they say. Really take for what they say to heart and apply them. All you have to do is take their advice and apply them. And as long as you're using all your tools and you're applying all their all their tips and tricks, there's no reason why you can't be successful.
Well, absolutely, and continue to learn, right? Continue to learn. You're never going to stop learning about travel, learning about destinations, learning about, how to better market yourself and sell to your clients, right?
That's correct, yes. That's why I decided to do the CTA. That's the next step in my education, and then after that, probably my CTIE, and just keep going until, you have all your destination trainings. Yeah,
it's never really going to stop. There's always going to be places. And who knows? You're focused on all-inclusives and sun destinations, and maybe someday you'll want to do more cruises or something else, right?
For sure, yes. Yeah, I was just talking to an agent right before our interview, and I said, I know I have hit my ultimate top career goal in when I can sell and when I can send my clients to any beach in the world.
There you go. Now that's actually a great goal. Well, Amy, it's great to meet you. I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us. And once again, congratulations on being a rising star. And I know it sounds like you're going to keep on rising. And I do hope we'll see you next year. I think we're in Disneyland next year, right?
It's a little bit closer this time.
You'll definitely have to go to that one. That was the one that was unfortunately canceled because of the last year, because of the pandemic. But it looks like all signals are good. And a year from now, we will be at Disneyland. So again, great to meet you. And congratulations on both the rising star and the success of your business.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.